This is the second part of a report on Bath County's November school board meeting. Dr. Mike Perry of Bath County High School complimented all of the student athletes on their successful season. He also noted a few individuals.
Connor Call is one of our just wonderful young men. He is leading the entire state, all divisions, in number of tackles. He also, this past game, surpassed 1,000 yards in rushing. Sean Gardner is the leader in the district in tackles for loss.
The cross-country teams also did very well.
Jacob Lindsay had two first-place finishes at meets and is qualified for the state. And Stephanie Gardner also had two first-place finishes and is also qualified for the state.
Volleyball was another team with a winning season.
Jennifer Ford was named Player of the Year in the Pioneer District and a spot on the first team along with Kenya Scudero. Selena Wolf and Savannah Downs on the second team, and Jamie Ryder and Amber Chestnut were on the honor roll mention.
Even before some discussion of the school's comprehensive plan and goals and successes related to workforce readiness, there was an announcement. John Fisher of the Economic Development Authority and Adeline Hodge, culinary arts teacher, talked about the apprenticeship program now available to high school students and those who have just graduated. Adeline Hodge.
The idea brought forth also included the Department of Labor and Industry with Todd Cook and Diana Lyons, Michael Bosch from the Omni Homestead and the Human Resources Department. Over the course of several months, it all came together that they liked what we do here. They know that my students leave with skills that they could enter the workforce.
Students in culinary arts or recent graduates with that focus in CTE can contact Ms. Hodge to let her know of their interest in learning and earning at the same time. Just as the meeting had opened with some good financial news, it also closed on an up note. Bath County was one of three recipients of National Forest funds, which are distributed only to public schools. The board voted in favor of using the $49,069.60 to cover some of the change orders on the completed high school parking lot, and then to use any remainder towards some HVAC work in the Valley Elementary School gym. Both parts 1 and 2 of this report can be found at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Bath County School Board meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.